Noonan, WBRQ LaGrange, WZEV 90.5 FM Lineville, JC Sports Networks.
It's now time for Tea Talks with your host, Margie Conway, in association with Connecting Hearts Network. Connecting hearts of women to resources, inspiration, and one another. Sponsored by Pia Payne and Contour Mortgage, Warrior Defenders, Happy Life Nutrition, Killensworth Realtor, and Family Patterns Matter. Now here's your host of Tea Talk, Margie Conway.
This is Margie Conway with Creative Hearts Studios, and this is Tea Talks by Connecting Hearts Network. This afternoon, Linda Kirkpatrick is with us again, and she is helping us highlight the nonprofits in the area. This afternoon, we have Karen Stacy with us from Coweta Family Connections. Thank you for joining us, Karen.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
We're glad to have you. And hi, Linda, how are you today?
I'm awesome.
She's always awesome. We love Linda. All right. I am not very familiar with the Coweta Family Connections. Somebody gave me this pamphlet a while back and said, here, you need these resources because I teach her journey group. Mm-hmm. And that several ladies would do it. So I have used it to send ladies to different agencies or whatever for the resources. So tell us a little bit about what is the Coweta Family Connection.
We are a collaborative made up of area government agencies, nonprofits, members of the faith community, even interested community members who are interested in our mission. And we basically bring together key community partners mm-hmm. who want to improve the well-being of children and families in Coweta County. So,
good.
You know, Family Patterns Matter, Linda with Family Patterns Matter right. is a member of our collaborative, DFACS, the Housing Authority, a number of church members, anyone who wants to come together for networking so that they can work together on projects collaboratively, as well as find out about where they might be needed, their services might be needed. I know I found out about the organization when I was actually in my previous job. Okay. I taught adult education classes at West Georgia Tech mm-hmm. and was the coordinator of the career coach for the youth services program, working specifically with 16 to 24 year olds. And Three Rivers suggested that as the career coach, I go to the Family Connection meeting.
Okay.
And so I eventually, once I got into my job, went to the meeting, and very first meeting, made a connection with someone from the school system.
Right.
And every time I went to a meeting, I made connections that I needed for my job to let them know about the program so that they could send students our way.
Right.
And really saw the value of it. Then I got asked to be the secretary of the board, and so I got a little more familiar with what they were doing. And then a year ago, October 1st will be my first year anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a great year of learning, but I became the coordinator and have just continued to really appreciate the place that Coweta Family Connection has in the community, and I'm just thrilled with, we have so many wonderful organizations in our area.
Well, that sounds very well. I know the three of us were having quite a conversation that we really should have taped before this, so we will invite Karen back and have one about the importance of sharing our stories and mental health in the community. And you were saying that part of the goal is to work with mental health and professionals and to reach families and children for that. So how are we doing that?
Yes, well, every collaborative, and I'll say, mm-hmm. let me just say this about our collaborative, every county in Georgia has got a family connection.
Hmm.
You may not have known that. So while mm-hmm. we are a local organization and we choose projects based on, you know, our local area,
right.
we are also part of a region of Family Connections and then part of the state Georgia Family Connection.
Okay.
And you know, so it's great to have those resources throughout the state.
Right.
But every year we look at the data for our county
right.
and decide what are some of the most pressing needs that aren't being met by other organizations. And as we looked at the data for our county, we were troubled by the number of suicides that we're having
right.
in our county, you know, underage drinking among high school students, and just the mental health. So we decided to make that our focus. It'll be one that we focus on for several years.
Right.
Because with all that's gone on, it's...
Well, with the last several years, and especially, you know, we've had COVID, we went through that, has really hurt a lot of people when it comes
yes.
to mental health. And the isolation from that did a number
yes.
on a lot of people. And then we had the tornado locally, so I'm sure that has caused a surge in a lot.
Yes.
So there's a lot that has been going on just in our Coweta County,
yes.
you know, as well as anywhere else. So how would we... come to your organization, if someone needed help, how would we refer them to you, or how would they reach out to you, or what would we do?
Okay. Well, we do have a website. Mm-hmm. The state provides every county a website, and it's CAWEDA.GAFCP, and that stands for Georgia Family Connection Partnership, .org. So you can go to our website. The phone number for the collaborative is 678-953-2494. And the email for the collaborative, and the one that I check and work through, is CAWEDAFamilyConnection@gmail.com. Okay. So very easy to remember. Our meetings are the third Tuesday of every month, except July, from 11:30 to 1. And this fall, we'll be meeting each month at the Goodwill Career Center closer to Noonan.
Okay.
The one on Bullsboro, again, 11:30 to 1.
Okay.
And in our meetings, we usually have a speaker or some kind of program planned, and then members are always given an opportunity to introduce themselves and talk about any of their agency's needs.
Okay.
And then members have a chance that they can network, because, of course, that's one of the greatest benefits that our members
right.
talk about, is that chance to network. There's really a focus right now in our county, especially, on getting organizations to work together.
Right. I've noticed that.
Yeah. The tornado, COVID and the tornado, I think, began that process, and we see the benefit of,
right.
of bringing organizations together. So we love being a part of that. We've been going for about 12 years now here locally.
Okay, Nancy, and I had not heard anything, even though I worked for a local church for a long time.
Well, that's something I'm personally hoping to improve on, is to make sure that all the churches in the area know that we're here, know that we've published the resource guide.
Right.
We used to publish every 2 years, but we've actually had such great response to our resource guide this year. We only have 500 copies left at this point.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to be having to do another reprinting soon. But we published the community resource guide that has a lot of the agencies that provide food for people who are food insecure,
right.
if there's a housing need or utility needs, things like that. We've got the number, as well as we added sections this year on mental health. So counselors, some of the area, if you need to be, you know, in a
right.
facility, that kind of thing, as well as a lot of the nonprofits that provide services that people may need. So we try to make it very handy for people to have with them.
It would have shared. Been a great resource as the church secretary, because there was constantly someone calling, and I was always searching for what we could do with them. Right.
Yes. Well, that's something I hope to be getting out more to the different churches. I may at this point have to wait till we have our new printing done to get them out.
Well, that's what I was also yes. going to ask. Mm-hmm. We give our bags out everywhere. Mm-hmm. Is this something that we could put in the bags that we give out to the public?
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and I can also, if somebody needs a PDF of that, if
right.
they want to print it out themselves, you know, I just want to get the information out. So I'm happy to send you the latest PDF so you could print your own copy.
I can do that, and I can make copies to put in our bags, so that would be all right to do.
Sure.
Because we give, I set you out one of our little red kindness bags, and our group has been handing them out all over town. Last month or so, we've been a little bit quiet for several reasons, but with fall festivals picking up, we're starting back on that, and Linda's our number one giver outer. She loves to give them out, and I do too, because we're actually treating the person that we give them to, but we're trying to let the local community know that we're here and that different people that we're working with is here to help for different reasons, yeah.
Yes, well that's, yes, Linda.
Well, I just wanted to say what I like about Family Connection is when we go, those that we that are there, or those that we know are part of the Family Connection, if we need something, we can call them and ask them.
Mm-hmm.
If we need them to partner with us on something, they will, you know, they will say, yes, this is what we can do. So it's just a great organization, and I just want people to know you're not out there by yourself,
mm-hmm.
because Family Connections
right.
has the opportunities for us to get to know all the nonprofits in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do, oh, my nose is running. And anyway, that was what I wanted to insert, that we you know, that we're just there and we help each other, you know? One of the things that I like is there's also job opportunities are found out there. Mm-hmm. You know, because a lot of people don't know, but the Goodwill Center, Career Center is, you know, that, of course, that's right. where we're meeting, but people can find out how they can get a job, what they need to do, and it's just a wonderful organization.
Well, and I guess I should let you know also, in addition to our monthly meetings, I publish a weekly newsletter.
Okay.
And the newsletter, I include if there are volunteer opportunities, the agencies that are a part of our collaborative will send me that information. If there's a special event going on, I'll put the flyer in the newsletter. If there's employment opportunities, so Goodwill sends me their job listings. And then if they're for the nonprofits in our area, I also list any grant notices. So
right.
Like the Rotary has their grant going on right now. Kiwanis just finished theirs. And then our state office every week sends us some grant opportunities that they feel would help the collaborative members. So... So there'd be a lot in
right.
our newsletter. So if somebody would like that, they can just reach out to me, send me an email with their email
okay.
address, and I'll add them to my MailChimp weekly newsletter.
We'll make sure that we put that on there when we send this around to people because that's a great resource. And like I said, I could have used it many times now. I know I have used the little brochure that I received because I have an older one too with the Her Journey group, and it was great.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree we need to spread the word and let people know that this resource is there because I never knew it. And like I said, with a church secretary, that would have been great to know. So I'm willing to help spread
Thank
that
you.
Word however we can do that.
Thank you.
All right. And so you were mentioning your mission and your local partners and things. You want to speak about some of your local partners?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about some of our projects.
Yes, do that.
We've been fortunate that we've submitted two grants to the Coweta Community Foundation that mm-hmm. we have been awarded. The first grant was part of the Nonprofit Summit grant
okay.
that they had last year, and it was called Mindfulness Manipulatives for Student Mental Health.
Oh, yes.
And it was to provide mental health manipulatives like stress balls, anxiety rings, you know, mm-hmm. pop-it bracelets, things that, mm-hmm. you know, kids can use to help
oh,
reduce
absolutely.
Their stress. And we were able to provide a large basket of manipulatives for all the school counselors at a Noonan school.
Oh, very good.
And then the collaborative and some other partners stepped forward to be able to provide it for all the county schools. So now every counselor has got a basket of mental health manipulatives
oh,
to use with their students in the school system who, you know, are having trouble with stress.
Right.
And through that project, I actually learned that I like anxiety rings. that's the thing that I need to calm my anxiety. So finding out what kind of product is best for you is
well,
good.
That's with the children that I work with at the church. They're real big on the poppets and
yes.
on the fidget toys and things. So I make sure anytime I find those that I keep those for them and they use it. And from teaching in special education before, because that's where I taught at, either that or kindergarten, when I did that, I understand, you know, how they need the manipulatives and the anxiety tools and the things. I wish they'd had more of them back then. Back then, they
yes.
just broke their pencils and sharpened them a lot.
Yes.
Right. So now we provide things, and that's, I think I have some stress balls over there with lavender. And things like that that we use for that.
Yes. Well, our stress balls, we were able to have two different strategies printed
mm-hmm.
on them, one a breathing technique and one
oh, good.
A grounding technique. So
good.
In addition to just having the stress ball, they've got two techniques to remind them what to do when they're
right.
feeling stress.
That's great.
But our second grant that we just got as part of long-term recovery, I mean, you probably know this from your work, but we're part of the Great Resignation, so just mm-hmm. everyone is generally feeling stress. Mm-hmm. But in the nonprofit world, you know, 1 to 2 years, many times our nonprofit workers burn out within a couple of years, and even leaders, you know, the percentage of leaders who will burn out. And so we put in a grant called Caring for Those Who Care to provide some counseling for our nonprofit leaders who have had to work so hard because of the tornado.
Right.
You know, when that first happened, I know those nonprofit leaders were working, you know, 60-hour weeks. And you can hear on some of the calls just the stress that many of them are still 18 months later under. So we're just getting that. We just got that grant, and we'll be getting that started where we can provide up to 6 weeks of counseling, individual and group sessions for some of these leaders, because we need those leaders to stay strong
Absolutely.
and be successful with their
group. And that's part of why we formed the Connecting Hearts. And what I do here at the studio is, if you're not taking care of yourself, you're unable to take care of anybody else. That was a hard lesson I had to learn, because I took care of everybody else until I had nothing left to give.
So that's
necessary that we're able to do that. And I know for recertification for her journey this time, the first year you have to take compassion fatigue classes. So for a week they had me in classes about compassion fatigue and how you have to take care of yourself and help those who's helping you, and, you know, the things you do to de-stress and taking time. And, you know, especially those in the nonprofit world, because they're all givers. They're every one of them are, you know, that's in it for the right reasons. They need to learn that they have to give some to themselves. I'm very fond of saying, you know, that Bible verse in the Bible says, love others as yourself. Well, if you're not loving yourself, how are you going to love anybody else?
Absolutely. Well, and we all have to take time for ourselves.
Right.
You know, it's hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. We just have to remember, you know, if I don't have the strength to do it today, then I need to step back.
Right.
And that's hard for me. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, because I'm always, and my husband even says to me, he says, Linda, you know, you got to step back. You got to sit down.
Or you will be forced to, like you were recently.
That has happened. And I always say, okay, I get it. I understand, God. I need to just sit back and let you take over, and then it'll all work out.
And, you know, something that's very simple, that some of the meetings I'm in will do at the very beginning. And, of course, I get busy and forget to do it in my own meeting.
Right.
But to do some kind of a stress reduction technique right at the beginning of a meeting.
Yeah. You should just say, breathe.
Right. Yes. Even breathing. Right.
Yes.
That's important.
So there's several little stress reduction techniques that you should do. And I always appreciate when we do that at the beginning of a meeting, because many of us, we get Zoom fatigue. We go from meeting to the next. And so help me remember. I need to do that at the next meeting.
And I'm butting in, and I shouldn't. But we have someone coming from Hot Works to be with our kids to do some of that training tomorrow night for them. And because our kids are always stressed out, you know, and they don't even realize they're stressed out. And new kids that come in. So it's all important. It's all in the, you know, way we should look at stuff. And oftentimes we forget. I know I forget. Okay, you know, the kids need to.
Right.
Sit down. I need to sit down. You know, just breathe.
Yes. Well, and that's even the Bible study that we have here on Wednesday afternoons. This week's focus is on our busyness. And our Bible study is strategies we need to pray so that, you know, we're protected in these areas. And this one is on our busyness. And it's talking about how you get so busy doing good stuff, but you forget to do the most important stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
So that is valuable to be able to teach them. So that with the nonprofit workers is going to be very good and valuable to them.
Yes, I'm very excited about getting that going. For the community, we're actually trying to plan some mental health related trainings. I know with the one coming up soonest is Monday, September 26th from 10 to 11:30. It will also be at Goodwill, the Goodwill Career Center, and it's QPR Suicide Prevention Training. And that stands for Question, Persuade, Refer.
Yes.
And Lieutenant Ashley Gossage from the Carrollton Police Department is going to be doing that training for us. It is free for the public, so anyone is welcome to come. I would like to know that you want to come so I can add you to the list and plan.
Right.
But we're very excited about getting some of our community trainings going.
Right.
We also have planned, I'm getting the flyer done now, but it's called Connections Matter. And I know, Linda, you came with several of us from Coweta County last year. Last fall, we went over to Fayetteville for a Connections Matter training. The training is about 5 hours long. And that training will be on Monday, November 7th from 9 to 2. I'll let you know about the location as soon as we get that squared away.
Okay.
But it's a great training it's designed to engage community members in building caring connections so that they improve resiliency among themselves as well as those they work with, to become aware of and be able to help prevent childhood trauma. And then really to understand how our interactions with others can support those who've experienced trauma.
Right.
Because you learn that, I mean, most of us have experienced some kind of trauma, but the more types of trauma mm-hmm. you experience, especially young,
right,
can affect you the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
With health problems as an adult even. So it's important to understand that and to be a positive childhood right. experience. So I know I've signed up for Elevate Coweta. I'm going to become a mentor in a school.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
Because I think, as well as educating the public mm-hmm. about these, I feel like it's important that we all need to step up.
Right.
And
right.
give also. So.
Well, a lot of people don't understand about toxic trauma that happens to children. And if their child starts acting out in behaviors that are, not what they should be, there's a reason for that.
Absolutely.
And people don't understand. Something has happened. And it's back there, and we need to be aware of it, and we need to help through them. So the connections matter thing is incredible, because people don't think about what children go through, what they see,
right.
what they hear, what they experience, and how it impacts them for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. And it's scary.
And if you need an example of that, you can go to my blog.
it is. We don't understand. We look at our lives, like I look at my life, and I was telling you guys, I grew up in a wonderful household. Both of my parents, just me and my sister, spoiled rotten, and then you meet kids that don't have that experience that
right.
you have, and it's hard, because mm-hmm. you think, all families should be that way. But they're not.
No, the majority are not. It's unfortunately.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that we talk about here in the groups that I lead and different things that we do, is to be more aware of the person next to you. Mm-hmm. You don't know what they have been through. Everybody has been through something. And used to, I would sit in the back of my mind think, yeah, if they just knew what I've been through, they'd stop their whining. But now, now being educated and healed from a lot of it, I understand that those somethings are big for everybody. And whatever it is that they had to go through is just as big for them. And it's, an example of that is with a girl who was in some counseling with us. And I can share this with no problem. After I had shared some of my story, she was supposed to share some of hers, and she came up and she was like, I don't feel like I have a story to share now. And I'm like, why not? And she said, hers was mainly that she was one of seven kids, and she was in the middle, and she felt like she was shuffled around and forgotten a lot of the time. And I'm like, honey, people are going to identify with that much more than the many things I layered upon you right now. So everybody is going through something. And when you were talking about the suicide training, I went through one at Northside Church not long ago, and that's exactly what they were doing. They're mm-hmm. teaching you to know, be aware of the people around you, and know what's mm-hmm. happening around them, so you can ask questions.
Yes.
And don't be afraid to ask the questions. There's
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
And I know, Linda, we had one that was on disabilities mm-hmm. this week, and inclusion and things, and their biggest
awesome.
Thing that they said was, ask the question. It is okay if you ask me the question mm-hmm. instead of jumping in and doing it. And we need to do more asking. We don't do it because, sometimes we're afraid of the answer and we don't really want to be involved. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we run around with masks on and say, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, until everybody believes us, but we're not. So that is very big. And I can tell you, sign up me up for the Connections Matters one that you have, because I will definitely go. And I know that I don't have anything on Mondays, because I keep my Mondays for me time, so that will be my me time. Well, that's okay, but and Mondays have been my me time for many, many years, because we always took that off with the church since we were working weekends.
That's right.
But we have just a few more minutes. Tell us any lasting words that you want, and we already have how to connect with you, so I'm mm-hmm. going to be posting that on our postings. And just share what you have coming up, or just a lasting thought or two that you want to share with people.
Well, another project that I'm just getting started with. I took some training on community cafe conversations.
Oh, okay.
It was a training the state provided, and it's based on the five protective factors for families.
Mm-hmm.
Building parental resilience, social connections, knowledge of parenting and child development, concrete support in times of need, and social and emotional competence of children. Those all tie in to mental health and strong families. So I took the training, and now I need to hold 10 adult and 10 youth, like high school or college age youth, conversations where, and it's a planned conversation for a group of adults. I know I've talked to Linda about meeting with the parents of her group, where you talk about questions that matter, two or three deep questions, and you're trying to you know, find out what do the parents already know, build on that collective knowledge that they already have, and you're trying to build networks with them, with the parents, so that they've got those social connections. So I'm really excited about the training, and I look forward to finding other organizations in town. Several that are members of our collaborative have said yes, I'd love for you to do this conversation, this cafe with my group. But if that's something, if you have an organization and you have either a group of parents that you'd like to schedule one of these community cafe conversations, I'd love to talk to you about that. So email me your contact information and I'll be in touch.
We will do that. Share with them one more time what your email is.
Kawita Family Connection at gmail.com.
And the website is kawita.gov.
Actually, it's kawita.gafcp.
Oh, I had that down.
.org.
Okay.
And that's actually Georgia Family Connection Partnership.
Okay.
Because I met, as I mentioned at the beginning, we're part of a statewide network, and GAFCP is the state organization that oversees every county family connection.
Okay.
And provide resources and help to us.
This has been great. Like I said, I had the brochure, but I didn't know all these things were going on around town. And I'll be happy to share them. And, you know, I'm the type of person that would say, sign me up for all of them. But I have learned not all of them is mine.
Yes, I understand.
And it has been great talking with you today.
Thank you.
I appreciate you coming back.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to invite you back. Let's put it that way.
Well, thank you so much for having me and letting me share the information about the collaborative. I really appreciate it.
Well, anytime you have an announcement, send it over. I'll give you a card that has my email on it, and just send it over. We'll make sure we make the announcements. We'll be happy to do that.
Awesome.
Anything that we can do to further this, because it is a great movement in our county to do.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Next week, we are taping with our sponsors, Amy and Pina, and we also have Emily and Casey Lee coming in, and we're going to talk about financial decisions and things for women, and so a little real estate in there, too. And so that will be a great conversation we're having. But I thank you for joining this Tea Talk with us today, and we look forward to next time. Bye.
Moving is a big decision. Selling or buying a home in any market, but especially today's, can raise a lot of questions. Hi, I'm Amy with Killingsworth Realty. My husband Todd and I serve the Coweta and local area. Our purpose at our first meeting is to learn your goals, answer questions, and provide resources so that you can make the best decision for you and your family. Find us online at killingsworthrealty.com or call 678-525-0047 to schedule a free consultation today to discuss your real estate needs. You don't have to do this alone.
Hello. I'm Pina Payne with Contour Mortgage, and we're so excited. We have just moved to this new company, and we are located at 560 Noonan Crossing Bypass in Noonan next to Art and Jake's, and we have some great products. Our interest rates are better than any other companies, and we also have some great products with the for the VA. We can do a better deal for you with fees than any other company. We have a lot of different kind of programs.
Hi, I'm Holly Reese. I'm the founder of Warrior Defenders. I'm a certified tactical self-defense instructor, and I specialize in women's self-defense. I teach technical drills for survival skills and education on self-defense tools and how to use them. My journey started in self-defense because I'm a domestic violence survivor. I'm here to empower women, to teach them how to be their own heroes, and to learn today to have a safer tomorrow.
You can find Holly online at www.warriordefenders.com.
Hey guys, this is Dana with Happy Life Nutrition, located on 18 Perry Street, downtown Noonan. Hours are 8 to 5, Tuesday through Friday. Come check us out. We will be serving up meal replacement shakes, calorie-burning teas, coffees, waffles. We have a kids' menu and a workout menu. We do deliveries with a 5-drink minimum or $5 delivery charge if less. You can call ahead for your order. Free Wi-Fi, high, quiet atmosphere for business meetings or get-togethers. Our number at Happy Life Nutrition is 770-683-5172. Can't wait to see you.
This is Margie from Connecting Hearts Network. I'd like you to take just a moment and listen to Linda Kirkpatrick explain to you what Family Patterns Matters is all about.
Family Patterns Matter works with youth and their families to help overcome barriers that prevent their success. We meet twice a month with mentoring, tutoring, teaching life skills, resilience, gratitude, and kindness. We also bring music and art therapy. Please visit our website at www.familypatternsmatter.org.
You have been listening to Tea Talks with Margie Conway in association with Connecting Hearts Network, connecting hearts of women to resources, inspiration, and one another. Tune in next week for another episode of Tea Talks.
This episode of the